This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we're not out of the woods yet with the flu, but we are coming out of the peak. So that's good news, all right? We're still watching influenza B in addition to the H3N2 that did a number on a lot of us and unfortunately killed a lot of people, healthy people. But we are being told today, being reported by the Herald, that there is a killer strain of flu that could break out at any time and claim as many as 300 million lives. And this is a warning from one of the world's top health scientists following a winter plagued by the quote-unquote Aussie flu that came out, was first in Australia, obviously, sickened a lot of people. We tried to develop a vaccine, a real good vaccine against the H3N2 viral strain, and we didn't do as good a job. In fact, I hear the UK's flu vaccine was even worse than ours, but ours was still better than Australia's. And Dr. Jonathan Quick, chair of the Global Health Council, said that the flu virus, and remember, the flu virus, there's tons of different strains, is, quote, the most diabolical, hardest to control, and fastest spreading potential viral killer known to humankind. And he warned that if there was a global outbreak of a newly mutated strain, it would kill up to 300 million people. So this winter's flu outbreak, we're being told, should be a warning that the world needs to be prepared for a new strain of bird flu, which is most likely to break out. Now, this has been reported by the Daily Mirror and the Herald. Dr. Quick has warned that vital infrastructure, including hospitals and the global economy, could all collapse under the pressure caused by a pandemic. Well, look at what happened with Ebola. I mean, Ebola practically ruined West Africa. No tourism, right? Less trade. People just freaked out. And it's scary stuff. Now, speaking to Daily Mail, Dr. Quick warned that the conditions are right and it could happen tomorrow. He says, it seems that's what happened in 1918 with the Spanish flu, and in 1956, the Asian flu. He said the most likely culprit will be a new and unprecedentedly deadly mutation of the influenza virus. The conditions are right. He says it could happen tomorrow. I hate when we get warnings like this. I really do, because we all panic. And he says the most dangerous strain of flu is the bird flu. The last pandemic hit in 2009-2010 when we had swine flu. It emerged in Mexico. I don't know how many lives were taken with the swine flu. I know we lost a lot. It was worse than this flu season. But going back to the Spanish flu, that Spanish flu pandemic of 1918 took 100 million lives. So now what scientists are watching are the avian flu. And there's three strains they're looking at, the H5N1, the H7N9, and the H5N6. They say of those, H5N1 poses the greatest threat of mutating and sparking the next killer pandemic. He said if a new and highly contagious strain of H5N1 were to evolve and hitchhike with an unwitting passenger on an airplane, the pandemic situation will quickly assume disaster movie proportions. So basically, if somebody gets on a plane with it and brings it to your neck of the woods, there we go. He said the disaster could be averted if more investment was put into looking for a universal vaccine for the flu. Now, they are working on that, right? UCLA, I think, has been working on that. There's a bunch of different places working on more universal vaccines that could work for any strain. It's tough. Not all flus are the same shape. Vaccines work by mimicking what you want to fight, either in a killed form or a live weakened form. Okay, usually with the flu shot, we're using the killed form, although now they're going to bring back the flu mist, the live attenuated vaccine. where we have a weakened version. And your body needs to recognize shapes, needs to recognize receptors. Just like this, you know, just like H3N2 or H5N1. The hemagglutinin and the neuraminidase little proteins on the structure of the virus is what helps trigger our immune system. Just to quickly review, our blood cells are made of the bone marrow, right? Bone marrow gets some key factors telling it to produce blood cells. Your T lymphocytes fight infection, but your B lymphocytes make antibodies. And the B lymphocytes, when they recognize something, they have to learn it, and then it becomes a plasma cell. And these plasma cells will differentiate and make antibodies, and the same antibody. So there'll be one plasma cell making an IgG, one making an IgM, etc. And these are designed to they're designed to find the antigen that they are going to be an antibody to block it. And that's their whole purpose. If we do a vaccine and we introduce something that these things can learn, then when the real pathogen comes into play, you already have an antibody response. You already have plasma cells ready to go. You already have antibodies that are out there that already recognize, so we don't have to wait for an immune response. That's why we do the vaccine. Right? We don't want to take 5 days, 10 days, 30 days to develop enough antibodies to fight a nasty infection. It could kill you by then. We want to be ready day one. But the only way to be ready day one is to do a goof to trick the body into going, you already know what this is. See? But if we give it a vaccine, a killed vaccine or a live weakened version, we won't get sick from it. The vaccine, it's brilliant. So England is on top of this. Public Health England has plugged their Catch It, Bin It, Kill It campaign. They're worried about the Aussie flu and the Japanese flu outbreaks that hit the UK this winter. So what people are trying to do is practice good respiratory hand hygiene, avoid close contact. If these flu viruses don't grab onto a host, they'll eventually die on surfaces. You got to clean your surfaces. You got to be really careful to not spread. Unfortunately, we're going to start becoming a very, very obsessive compulsive society, not wanting to touch. Already we're, you know, fist bumping, or I started hugging more. I hug people rather than touching their hand. I didn't mean to do that. I just found it was easier and I was getting sick less. But we do need better vaccines. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So this caught my eye. If you hate your boss, take a voodoo doll and stab it. I don't think I like that idea too much, but apparently there was a study. And employees felt a sense of justice, okay? Scientists think that if you stab a voodoo doll or light it on fire, put pins in there, tear it to pieces, and this doll represents your manager, your superior, that could make work life easier. Two studies concluded that giving upset employees the opportunity to hurt a doll using pins, pliers, and fire gives them a sense of justice. Okay? 400 participants were involved in the studies, with 195 employees lured to take part in the first study because they were given a dollar. Volunteers were placed into two groups, depending on whether or not they would retaliate to abusive behavior. A control group was also studied at the University of Waterloo, and experts, I guess they were asked to, like, solve a word fragment challenge instead. So the voodoo doll participants had a more fun, I guess, study. They were all asked to recall a time when they were abused by their boss at their career, such as being yelled at. Half visited a website with an interactive voodoo doll and were asked to mark it with their boss's initials and harm it using pins, pliers, and fire. The others were shown a screenshot of the doll, which they labeled as, quote, nobody, and they were asked to trace the outline of it using their cursor. Perceptions of justice were then assessed in the volunteers through five ostensibly unrelated word puzzles. Don't be giving me a word puzzle. I'll break the computer. I hate word puzzles. It showed that those who were given the chance to retaliate by attacking the voodoo doll had a significantly higher sense of justice. Now, the study was published in a scientific journal called the Leadership Quarterly, and it was then repeated on 150 students. Analysis of results showed students felt justice when they got to harm the voodoo doll after recalling abuse. However, in a neutral condition, which was just tested in the second study, no significance was noted in feelings of justice, meaning people really want to, you know, take it out on something. So, there was another study that came out saying employees who thrive under abusive bosses may actually be psychopaths. So we got to talk about that one too. So, a lot of us have had bad bosses. I think almost all of us could say we've had a bad boss. And bad bosses could be because they have mental disorder themselves, or they develop a personality where they think they're better than you. Maybe they're narcissistic. Maybe they feel pleasure in seeing you humble yourself to them. And according to Binghamton University, State University of New York, bad bosses generally come in two forms, dysfunctional and dark. Dysfunctional bosses, they don't want to hurt you, but through a lack of skill or other personality defects, they're not very good at the job. So they're not good at managing. They just end up doing a poor job managing, but they're not doing it on purpose. Dark bosses are the ones that have destructive behaviors. They will hurt others to elevate themselves. And they say these bosses are looked at through with three characteristics called the dark triad, according to Daily Mail. It includes you guys know how to pronounce this better than Machiavellianism, narcissism, and psychopathy. So, many of us have had bosses that have just gone off on us. And you're like, what was that? Was he in a bad mood? You know, everybody's always like, okay, well, how is he with his wife? Because if he's going to come in, you know, be grumpy, you know, get a feel for what's going on, call the wife, tell her he's in a bad mood, he's taking it out on us. And, you know, people have done this all the time. We try to read our bosses. And if your boss is in a bad mood, it really ruins your day. We want security as humans, as animals. We want a nest, and we want resources to feed that nest. And we want a continual flow of resources. If we think anything is going to happen to that flow of resources, we panic. And when your boss, the one who has your life in their hands, your flow of resources in his hands, decides to have a BF and go into a fit about something, you're nervous. When people go into a fit, they're impulsive. They can do impulsive things. They could fire you. Have I ever fired somebody on impulse? Yes, it was right. Person pretended to be me doing a flu shot clinic. Stole flu shots and didn't steal enough syringes. Well, I fired her and called the police. Right? You fire people on impulse a lot of times. If you're a good manager, if you're a good boss, hopefully you're firing them for the right reason. So employers will notoriously tick off their employees. It's really hard to be a friend. I tried to be a friend. When I got out of medical school and I opened up my practice, I wanted to be friends with everybody. Yeah, let's go out to eat. You can't be their friend. You can be a good manager. You can be friendly. You can't be their friend. And you have to be okay being an employer that your employees will not like you and they will make fun of you. I couldn't handle that. Are they making fun of me, really? Are they talking about me? I didn't want to be talked about. I was really insecure. And then finally, you know, you go on the radio, then you really get some thick skin. Everybody talks about you. Your show stinks. That's okay. You said that to me years ago in the year 2000, I'd be crying. Now I'm like, I know. Tell me something I don't know. In fact, stinks is a compliment. So, when you feel abused as an employee, when you feel pooped on, how do you release it? In this day and age, we're not supposed to release it certain ways like we used to. In the olden days, we'd go and get drunk after work. Now, we don't really do that anymore. In the olden days, you could throw things, chop down a cherry tree. In the olden days, people used to take it out on their dogs and their kids, which we don't want you to do. Remember my parents having a bad day? Man, parents having a bad day, whoa, Nilly, you better run. And we don't do that anymore in society, which is good. Okay? If you don't like a coworker, you don't punch him. You don't get into a fist fight at work. We don't punch anymore. We don't get into fights anymore. Good. But we need a release. Now, if I saw somebody stabbing a doll, I would think they had some serious mental illness. I would think this person could possibly be the next threat, and that's what we're leading into. Okay, how do we know who is going to be the next person that decides to blow up a workplace or shoot up a workplace? So you look and you see how people handle their anger. And the question lies, who's more of a threat? The person who always seems happy. You don't know how they feel. You don't know what they're thinking. Or the person that's notably upset and tells you they're upset. You can't tell. You know, you hear that saying, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. I would rather know what the disgruntled people are feeling. I would want to know. When somebody goes, no, it doesn't bother me. I think Eddie Murphy did a bit once where he was talking about when the wife, you fight with your wife, and she's like, oh, you know what? It is my fault. Yes, it is my fault. Why don't you go sleep? All right, I can't do Eddie Murphy. I'm sorry. But basically, when your wife gets quiet or she agrees with you that it was her fault, you're in trouble. The wife that says, nah, this is your fault, blah, 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 and airs, you got to let people air their concerns. So is it healthy to have a room full of dolls where you could sit there and stab the head of the doll that looks like your boss? I don't think I would go there. I think that would scare everybody else. And I think people would think you should be on the FBI's list, right, of people to watch who can shoot up a workplace. But I do agree with there being an outlet. Now, one thing that really makes me feel good is hitting a ball against a wall. I love racquetball. Give me a racquetball. Give me a racket. I don't even care if I'm in a racquetball court or not. And let me take a ball and hit it up against a wall. Doing that at work, even if you're not mad, it's great exercise. It's fun. You got to be careful not to get all sweaty because you do sweat because you move around a lot. But hitting a ball seems to help. People need to punch. People need to smack at things. And rackets allow that to happen. Don't do it to other people. And the funny thing is if your employer yells at you, leave the room, play with the ball, then come back. You know, we always say, you know, don't punish your kids when you're mad. Take a few minutes to cool down. Sometimes that allows you to cool down. But we have people out there that can be driven to the brink of suicide, of homicide. And we need to find who these people are before they come back and shoot up a school or shoot up a workplace. Maybe some sort of a means for people to let it out may prevent them from getting to that point. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place.
And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for this fight in prescription opioid overdose deaths, we're going to start seeing studies reminding us that opioids shouldn't be treating pain, even though millions of people are using opioids for pain. And I understand why. There's a lot of reasons why we use opioids for pain. But another study has come out saying that prescription opioids don't work well against chronic pain. They say in patients with stubborn backaches or hip or knee arthritis, opioids work no better than the over-the-counter drugs or the non-opioids at reducing problems with walking, sleeping. They provided less pain relief, and they tested generic Vicodin, oxycodone, fentanyl patches, which are the most potent opioids. Actually, Vicodin is a little lower than oxycodone. And then the non-opioids they tested were generic Tylenol, ibuprofen, and prescription pills that we use for nerve or muscle pain. And the study randomly assigned patients to take opioids or other painkillers. So that's kind of the way they designed this. And they say if they don't work better than less risky drugs, there's no reason to use opioids. That's according to Dr. Erin Krebs. She says they're really nasty side effects, death and addiction. She's a physician and researcher with the Minneapolis Veterans Affairs healthcare system. She says the results likely will surprise many people because opioids have this reputation as being real powerful painkillers. And that is not what we found. And we'll talk about this in a second. They say the results echo less rigorous studies and bolster guidelines against routine use of opioids for chronic pain. The study was published Tuesday in the Journal of American Medical Association. So as we know, 42,000 drug overdose deaths occurred in the U.S. in 2016 and involved opioids, including heroin and fentanyl and prescription painkillers. Do we have the breakdown of how many of these drug overdose deaths were heroin compared to fentanyl and painkillers? We don't. I'd like that information. Many people get hooked, they say, while taking prescription opioids, and then they move on to things like heroin. Apparently, heroin may even be cheaper and easier to get eventually. People don't want to go to a doctor. They don't want to be in a database. Can't spend money going to the doctor. They have a high deductible plan. Maybe easier to get the heroin. A report released Tuesday by the CDC found emergency rooms saw a huge jump in overdoses from opioids last year. Opioid overdoses increased 30% late last summer compared to the same three-month period in 2016. And the biggest jumps were in the Midwest, as well as other cities. Nationwide, we did see increases. It didn't, again, break down the type of opioid in the overdose deaths. Again, how many of these are heroin? How many of these are Vicodin? I'd like to know. So the U.S. government guidelines back in 2016 reminded us that opioids are not the preferred treatment for chronic pain, and they recommend non-drug treatment or non-opioid painkillers instead. I know some of you guys are like, Dahlia, don't tell me to take a Tylenol or ibuprofen. I know. I get this. I'm with you on this. I know. But we got to talk about the medical evidence first. They say opioids should only be used if other methods do not work for chronic pain, the guidelines recommend. Prescribing rates have declined slightly in recent years, although they are still much higher than two decades ago. So there's strong evidence where physical therapy, exercise, rehab works best for chronic pain. I'm a huge fan of chiropractic and osteopathic manipulation. Huge fan of that. She noticed there's a variety of non-opioid drugs to try if one doesn't work. And the study involved 234 patients from Minneapolis area VA clinics who were assigned to use generic versions of opioids or non-opioids for a year. And then the follow-up ended in 2016. And they think for long-term back, hip, and knee pain, we don't always have to use opioids. But most of the study participants were men. Dr. Krebs thinks that the results in women studied earlier are similar. So, in the study, the opioid patients started on a relatively low dose of either morphine, oxycodone, which we see in Percocet, or generic Vicodin, which we see with Lortab. They switched to higher doses if needed, or to long-acting opioids, or like the fentanyl patches. Now, the non-opioid group will start on acetaminophen, ibuprofen, or similar anti-inflammatory drugs. They could switch if they had to, if they needed a pain pill. Then, the participants had to fill out questionnaires, 11-point scale on their average pain and function, etc. And they found that pain intensity dropped about 2 points in the non-opioid group and slightly less than in the opioid patients. So other research says, look, you got a broken bone? Yeah, maybe you need an opioid. Kidney stone, dental work. But these over-the-counter medicines can work just as well for broken bones and kidney stones and dental work. Okay, now let's get real, okay? If you have a kidney stone, and I've had a kidney stone, and that stone that was released from the kidney and is blocking the ureter that's supposed to allow urine to travel from the kidney into the bladder, and it's blocking it, and your kidney is starting to swell, there is no way in hell I'm going to be giving you Toradol or a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory when I know gosh darn well that that could hurt your kidney. If you have the risk of going into kidney failure, I am not going to give you anti-inflammatories just because they're non-narcotics. If you're a heavy drinker and you have any sort of liver disease, you think I want you on chronic Tylenol or acetaminophen? I don't. Now, many of these narcotics and opioids are attached to Tylenol, so we have to be careful and find those that aren't and use the ones that aren't. But many of you do not qualify for the over-the-counter medications. Now, are they correct that over-the-counter medications may do as well as opioids? They are. They are correct. When I had surgery, I told you guys I was given 800 milligrams ibuprofen, and I was given Percocet. when I had a biopsy for, they were trying to rule out breast cancer. And I had surgery, and the ibuprofen did way better for my pain than the narcotic. Same thing when I had my hernia surgery. The anti-inflammatory did better. But here's the problem. After surgery, are you supposed to be taking blood-thinning anti-inflammatories? No. We don't really want you, depending on the type of surgery you have, to be taking anything that could thin the blood. What if people have stress, you know, like hospital patients will get stress ulcers, you know, stress from being in the hospital, and they get ulcers in their stomach or duodenum, small intestine. Do we want them on anti-inflammatories? Maybe not. What if they have heart failure? So there's a lot of people who do not qualify for these anti-inflammatories or for these Tylenol or these medications. All right? We have to preserve our kidneys. Now, do we want all these overdose deaths? No. Do we want people getting addicted to pain medicine when they don't have to? No. But what we also are overlooking that nobody talks about is the reason why some people prefer the opioid, even though we've talked about the addiction, the addictive potential, and the euphoria, etc., is there's this mental aspect to pain. And one company has addressed it with Cymbalta. Cymbalta is an antidepressant, an SSRI, that actually does well for people with chronic pain. Now, it may not cure them of their pain, but pain is a mental response to something going on. If we could find something that dulls that mental response to pain, we may not have to use anti-inflammatories that can hurt the kidney and the stomach lining and the heart. We may not have to use Tylenol that hurts the liver. And we may not have to use opioids. When somebody takes an opioid for chronic pain, it allows them to escape what they're feeling. Not because it's acting on the back or the knee. It's because it's acting on the brain, the mu receptors. And they say, yeah, the pleasure centers, and it gives people euphoria. It does, but is part of the euphoria that you're not in pain anymore? If we could dull the pain center without having this rebound, and that's what happens. After your narcotic half-life starts to metabolize down and degrade, that receptor is opened back up. Sometimes your body makes extra receptors as a defense mechanism. Now you have all these receptors, right, that are like, okay, we need something now. What may be the cure to pain is figuring out how to address it mentally. If it involves an antidepressant or an antidepressant type mediator, maybe that's where we need to go. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you
you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So apparently the subpoenas are starting because of the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, with the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School rampage that occurred on February 14th. The head of Florida's law enforcement agency says subpoenas are being prepared in an investigation into the police response to a mass shooting at the high school. Florida Department of Law Enforcement Commissioner Rick Swearingen said Wednesday that the agency will eventually turn over its findings to the Broward County prosecutor. He said his investigators have begun to prepare subpoenas and will start reviewing documents before interviewing the law enforcement agencies that responded to the February 14th shooting that left 17 people dead and multiple people injured. Swearingen said the investigation is not going to be rushed. Florida Governor Rick Scott last month ordered FDLE to investigate the response to the shooting amid an outcry by legislators who wanted the governor to suspend Sheriff Scott Israel, Broward County's Sheriff Scott Israel. So, There's been a lot of discussion that officer on duty Scott Peterson was told to not stand down, but told to stay in place and not enter the building. We aren't sure what exactly went down, what conspired, and why law enforcement officials didn't enter when they could have. With Nicholas Cruz, we're being told that he is in solitary but restless. We're being told that the accused shooter is lying on his bunk. He stares at the ceiling for hours. He avoids eye contact, keeps his head down. Now, I don't know if that was his normal behavior prior. We heard this kid was very different. He was heard laughing at one point. But the only thing he has asked for, from what we understand, is a Bible. Hasn't ruined his appetite, from what we understand. Apparently, these are observation reports obtained Wednesday by NBC News. Since he was transferred from the infirmary to behind bars 3 days after the rampage, he has devoured most of the meals he's been served. Peanut butter and jelly sandwich with an apple. Apparently, he was laughing 6 days after, during a visit with his lawyer. Not clear what prompted the laughter, what sort of jokes, what he found that was so funny. Other than that, he seems to be quiet, cooperative, taking his medication. What medication? I'd like to know. They don't say. Is it medication like antibiotics? Because of the injuries he sustained when law enforcement had to take him down? Was it, is it his psychiatric medication? I don't know. We don't know if he was diagnosed what he had. He remains segregated from other inmates for his own protection. They say he has trouble sleeping. He's tossing and turning. He appears restless. He did request for a Bible 10 days after the mass shooting. And on the same day, some family members visited him. Remember, both his mother and his father, I believe his father died, and his mother, I believe he wasn't close with his birth mother. His adopted mother, he was. So, psychologists have visited him, investigators as well. And we're waiting to see what ends up happening. I don't know. I apologize. I don't know if he could get the death sentence. I forget if death sentence is a possibility in Florida. I believe it is. Again, he's innocent until proven guilty, but this boy, oh my gosh. And there's others out there. There's others out there. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Cheerleaders. We are hearing multiple cheerleaders possibly have been exposed to mumps in a new outbreak. They say if your child attends a national cheerleading competition in Dallas next month, you got to watch your health. Texas Department of Health said a person with mumps attended the National Cheerleaders Association All-Star National Championship in Dallas and may have exposed others to the viral illness. Health officials say children could be infected with the mumps and not even know they're sick. We've talked about incubation periods, where it's a time between you being exposed and you having symptoms, and you could actually shed the virus and be contagious during this time. The health department said most people will develop symptoms 2 weeks after contracting the virus, but in some cases you may not even know for about a month. Competitors from 29 states were present at the NCAA competition in Dallas. So let's review the mumps, all right? Mumps used to hit thousands of people until the late 60s, we got the MMR vaccine. Prior to the MMR vaccine, 186,000 people were affected each year. Since the MMR vaccine, the measles, mumps, rubella, that number has gone down. There was an outbreak about a year ago in all 50 states. There were a lot of states showing these epidemics of mumps. So, it's a virus, the paramyxovirus, causes swelling of your salivary glands, the parotid glands. You can get fever, malaise, headache, body aches, just like any other viral illness. But what makes the mumps different is you get this facial swelling of that parotid gland. Usually occurs on both sides, but it can occur sometimes on only one side. It's spread by droplet transmission. So if you're exposed to someone's sneeze or cough or saliva, symptoms may appear within a few days to a few weeks. The illness lasts an average of 10 to 14 days, but could last longer. Complications of the mumps could include meningitis, encephalitis, which is inflammation of the brain, or orchitis, inflammation of the testicle, pancreatitis, inflammation of the pancreas. Plus, it can lead to infertility, deafness, and it can even kill. So, many of these cases of the mumps we're finding out were people who were vaccinated. So there's a chance that maybe we need a third booster. Some experts suggest that that third booster could be 88% effective. So there is a newer vaccine called the MMVR that also protects against varicella. So if you haven't been vaccinated against mumps, definitely something for you to look at. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of people out there don't like to exercise. There's a lot of people out there that can't exercise. Well, it's been discussed that there's a pill that could maybe substitute for exercise. This has been reported by the Washington Post. Researchers from Salk Institute for Biological Sciences are testing compounds for a drug that could stimulate weight loss. Their goal is to understand these circuits, according to Dr. Ronald Evans, director of the Gene Expression Laboratory at the Salk. And he said, we are taking this concept and trying to develop a drug that can help us game the system that is naturally activated during exercise. So this compound they're exploring is called 5-16, and they've been working on it since 2007. It mimics working out by triggering the genetic circuit that encourages muscles to burn fat. There's another drug, compound 14. It also is in the works, and it yields similar weight loss results. Why? Because it breaks down sugar by fooling cells into thinking that they have run out of energy. Compound 14 could also serve as treatment for other conditions like diabetes, hypertension, high blood sugar that hasn't led to diabetes yet. But the two medicines are going to require FDA licensing, and they wouldn't be for everyone. Most likely, the FDA would only approve these for people who can't exercise, like those with Huntington's disease or Parkinson's disease or other neurological diseases. Now, somebody who can't exercise, we want them to. The other benefit that people don't realize with exercise is the stress on the bone. If somebody's wheelchair bound, their bones start to thin because they're not putting daily stressors on the bone. So you might think that you could take a pill that raises your heart rate, maybe makes you sweat, maybe makes you twitch your muscles. But unless you're putting pressure or stress on that bone, you aren't going to get a lot of the full benefits. Plus, one theory I have is a lot of people who exercise outside in the sun get more benefits of their exercise than those that exercise indoors. Makes sense. Vitamin D. We need sunlight. I'm afraid of skin cancer. I think a lot of us are. But it's something to think about. If you can protect your skin, it's hard to protect your skin and then try to get sun exposure. Now, the FDA does not recognize the inability to exercise as an illness. But what about somebody with Duchenne muscular dystrophy? It's a genetic disorder that causes muscle weakness. So, right now, they are testing it in a small human safety study. And if this does work, this could be a huge game changer, especially for people who have bad hips, bad knees, orthopedic issues, and they can't exercise. Stop the snowball effect of diseases. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI. Don't go away.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.